Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Half Snake Must Travel.
Two bulldozers up. I want that lot cleared by 5:30.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wheeler, but there's a gang of kids on the way home from school and they've been getting in the way, like.
Well, time to clear off. They were getting in the way of my hobnail boots.
Oh, it's all right. I think they're going now. Oh, wait a minute, though. There's one of them coming over here.
Aye, he's left the others poking about in that long grass. What's going on?
Okay, you mob, get searching. And the first one who finds a frog gets a free ride on a steamroller.
Hey, hang on. I know this young shaver. His granddad's a boozing pal of my father's. Hey, Jim, what are you and them kids doing round here? This is a building site, you know, not a playground.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wheeler. We're looking for frogs.
Frogs?
We've got to find some for our teacher, who takes us for nature study. Click, clack, Clarence.
Who? Click, clack, Clarence?
Yeah, when he's talking, he clicks his teeth and cracks his knuckles. This afternoon, he said, "Now then, boys, click, click." That's his teeth. Tomorrow we will start some new lessons, clack. That's his knuckles. Now that we have accommodation for the pets, click, clack. You can all bring to school some specimens of wildlife, such as frogs, click, toads, clack, tadpoles, click, clack, click, so that we can observe their behaviour. Click, clickety, click, click, clack, clack. So I said, "Very good, sir, click, click." And that's how I got a clack round my clock.
Well, you won't find much wildlife round here, Jim, except on pay night. You know, some of them navvies, they're out at pay office and into pub before you can say...
Shh! Quiet!
Shh! Quiet! You what?
Shh! There's something wriggling through the grass near your feet.
Get away. Must be one of my navvies wanting a day off.
Hey, no, Luke, just there. Hey, it's a grass snake.
Wait, look. Ooh, flipping neck, right by my feet. Bye, I'm glad I got my gum boots on, I did. Jab that up your trouser leg.
Give over, it's not a very big un. And the harmless grass snakes. Go on, catch it for me.
Catch it, Jim, what for?
I told you, for nature study at school. You'll catch it easy. It's not moving at all now.
Yeah, we must have disturbed it while it were having its winter sleep, Jim.
Oh, yeah, they told us about that at school. It's what they call, dehydrating.
Hibernating, Jim.
Oh, yeah, that as well. Here, put it in my gym bag for me, Mr. Wheeler. I'll hold the bag open and you pick the snake up.
Oh, I couldn't touch a snake. They're all clammy. Here, wait till I find a stick. Just a minute. Ah, oh, here we are. Now then, come on, my little beauty. Wrap yourself round this. That's got it.
Right, pop it in my bag. In you go, little beauty. Make yourself nice and comfy in Jim's gym shorts.
Well, now you got it in, are you taking it back to school?
No, the school's shut now. I'll take it home for the night.
Take it home? They'll go mad when they see that snake, won't they?
Why, it won't cause any harm, as long as me granddad's not wearing his kilt.
Alfie, you're sure you won't stay to tea? Mother says you're welcome if you want to.
Ah, no thanks, Susan. Now I've got me bike going, I must get to that rugby club meeting, because I might be picked to play this week, and on Saturday you might find me a bit forward. Yeah, I'll be a bit loose. I'll just wash the oil off my face, then I'll be away. Oh, I got a lot of soap in my eyes. Oh, the towel, Susan, I can't see. Where's the towel?
I'll get a clean one out of the cupboard on the landing.
Oh, well, hurry up, Susan. My eyes are smarting and I've got some of the...
Now then, where are those towels? Ah, here we are.
Oh, hello, Scraggy Neck. I've got a present for you. Something soft and warm to wear around your neck.
Have you really?
Yes, just stick your head in this gym bag.
Oh, get lost.
That's what the conductor on the bus said when we got us gym bags mixed up.
When we got our gym bags mixed up.
Oh, did you have trouble as well? Oh, it was funny. The conductor got so mixed up, he forgot to go upstairs for the fares. Mind you, it was just as well.
Why?
It was a single decker.
Very funny. Look, take this towel to Alfie. He's in the bathroom.
Right you are.
Well, go on. What are you waiting for?
The money. I don't do errands for nothing, you know.
I'm going downstairs to tell Mother not to make him any tea. Now give him this towel and don't argue.
All right, keep your wig on.
And don't start any trouble with him.
Right, I won't. I will do if he's in the bath. I'll give him Ringo, me grass snake, for company. Oh, better not, though. It might seize him and drag him down the plug hole. I'll put you here on the landing, Ringo. Don't run away.
Oh, thank goodness, I still can't see. Have you got the towel, darling?
Yes, sweetie pie.
I know that is. Ah, oh, Jimmy, have you got a towel I can use?
It's right here in my hands. Come and get it.
Look, stop fooling about. Where is it?
I'm holding it up in front of you.
Yeah, well, give it to you then.
You missed it. Try again.
Oh, give me that towel, will you?
Missed it again. Hey, this is like bullfighting. And now the mad bull charges once again. Olé!
Come here, will you?
And once again it goes straight through the towel. Olé! Come on, Alfie. Out on the landing. Grab it, kid. It's right in front of you.
I'll thump your ear hole when I catch you. Ah, got you, you cheeky monkey.
Alfie, let go of me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cheeky. Monkey. Sinclair.
What are you playing at?
Bullfighting. But he won't give me the towel and my eyes are smarting. Oh, they're right, so they are.
Jimmy, just give Alfie that towel and come down for your tea.
Well, wait a minute, Grandad. I just want to take my gym bag in my bedroom.
You just come downstairs and bring that bag with you. Your mother will want to wash your things.
Oh, all right. But listen, I've got a surprise for you.
I don't want it. I've had one already. We've got that ninny next door staying to tea.
Oh? Well, Mr. Ironside from Canada.
Aye, I'll have to sit and listen to his stupid chat all through the meal. Come away downstairs, my lad, and do as you're told. Come on now.
Mother, I'm just going outside to see Alfie off.
Right, love. Bye, Alfie.
Bye, Mr. Clitheroe. Bye, Mr. Sinclair.
Bye, Alfie.
Who the heck wants to buy Alfie?
Now, just sit down, my lad, and listen to me. If you're pulling my leg, I'm not in the mood.
But it's true, Grandad. Look, I'll open the bag and show you.
Oh, ha, ha, hello, Mr. Sinclair. I'm James.
Ha, ha, ha. Hello, Mr. Ironside. Mum, can I have a saucer of milk for Ringo?
Who's Ringo?
Oh, he's one of that Liverpool group, you know. How does it go? All you need is love. Love is all you need. All you need is love. Love is all you need. All you need is love. Love is all you need. And
all you need is singing lessons.
Pat, what do you think this young scamp brought home with him?
I've no idea. Knowing him, it could be anything.
Look, ma'am, you know our nature study teacher, Click Clack Clarence? Well, he told us to get some wild pets for nature study. And I was in this field and I saw it in the grass.
You have not brought another of those nasty slimy frogs in this house again, have you?
Of course I haven't.
Good.
It's a snake.
What?
A snake, oh dear.
Don't panic, Mr. Ironside, it won't attack you. It's having 40 winks in me gym bag.
Well, you see, I can't bear snakes. When I was in Canada catering for the lumberjacks, we once had snakes in my cookhouse.
How did you serve them, on toast?
Yes. Oh, no, no, no. I mean, they slipped into my pantry and nibbled my ham shanks.
How painful for you.
Shut up. Listen to me. We're having no snakes in here.
But it's a harmless little grass snake. I'll get it to come out and say hello.
Now, have a care, James.
Look, that's the bag open. Now, watch. Come on, Ringo. Let's see you do a few wriggles. Ringo, where are you? Ringo! Oh, heck.
Jimmy, what's the matter?
It's gone. My snake, it's gone.
Well, let me see. There's no snake in here. Did you zip the bag properly?
Well, not right across. When I took it upstairs, I left it a hole to breathe through. It must have... Oh, heck.
Oh, James, you don't mean... I mean, you're not suggesting... you're not trying to say...
Father, you mean it's loose in the house somewhere?
That's what I was trying to say.
Well, we'd better look for it right away. It could be anywhere by now.
Yeah, it could be in our Susan's bed. I hope.
Shut up! Now, don't worry, Pat. I'll go and search for it upstairs.
Do you want me to come with you, Father?
No, no, no. You stay here. It's not a woman's job to go looking for snakes. I'll take J.B. with me.
Yeah, me? Oh, no, 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 just a moment, Mrs. Sinclair. I really don't think I can help you.
Why? Are you a woman?
Yes. No, I mean, I'm not familiar with the layout upstairs. I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, just keep crawling round on your hands and knees, and if you feel something cold and clammy clutching your windpipe, you found Ringo.
Excuse me, Mr. Wheeler. James has just been telling me that the snake could be dangerous. Is that true?
Aye, it certainly is. That's what I've been telling him. You see, after Jim caught the snake with the help of my son, young Charlie were talking to one of his navvies who comes from Africa. My lad said he'd noticed some white rings as it flopped it back.
That's right, that's why I called it Ringo.
Now, quiet, James. Now, pray continue, Mr. Ram.
This navvy told my lad that it could be a rare sort of topical snake, like a boa constrictor or a black samba.
Oh, my goodness.
One flash of its fangs and you're a goner.
Oh, dear me.
Your face puffs up, turns blue, and the pain's excruciating.
Oh, what a horrible end.
Mr. Ironside.
Yes?
There's something on the floor near your feet.
Oh, what is it?
The carpet.
Oh, you little imp. You frightened the life out of me.
Wait in here with the others.
Right, Mother. I hope Grandad gets to know something quickly.
Well, Pat, that's the best we can do for the moment.
Well, what's that, Father?
Well, they've got a man coming round from the zoo about 9:30 tonight. But in the meantime, the police say we should all get out of the house at once.
Oh, well, come on then. We'll all go to the pictures and forget the snake.
Oh, keep quiet. Father, what shall we do?
Well, after hearing what he's just said, I'd like to help if I may.
Well, that's very kind of you. We want 5 seats in the circle and a chalk ice each for the interval.
I shan't tell you again. What did you want to say, J.B.?
Well, perhaps you would all like to come round to my house.
Oh. Well, that's very kind of you, J.B., but I'll have to stay here somewhere to let the man from the zoo in.
Oh, you can come across the road to my place, Peter. You'll be all right. I've got a few bottles in.
Ah, well, thanks, Charlie, but I'd better wait here, I think. Now, right, Pat, off you go round to J.B.'s with Susan and Jimmy.
Yes, Father, but let us know as soon as the man's caught the snake so we can all come home.
Hey, Grandad, when the man's caught Ringo, you won't hurt him, will you?
Oh, no. I'll probably wrap him up in cotton wool and pat his little head for him.
Well, make sure you've got your glasses on or you might pat the wrong end.
Inside, 10 o'clock?
Yes, I thought we would have had some news by now.
That's just what I was thinking. J.B., may I use your telephone?
Oh, by all means. You know where it is. It's in the hall.
Yes, thank you. I'll ring home and see if they found that blinking reptile here.
Hey, Mr. Ironside, can't we play something while we're waiting? Knock out whist or rummy?
Oh, no, I'm afraid I'm not very well up on card games, James. As a boy, my mummy used to frown on gambling and tell me it was not for me.
Where's your mum now?
Bournemouth.
Well, if we keep us voices down, perhaps you won't hear us.
No, I haven't got any cards in the house. Mummy wouldn't allow it. She always said that cards were the tools of the devil.
Well, if we bolt the door, do you think we could have a wicked game of Ludo?
I was trying to ring you. What's the news?
There is none. I brought this case with all your pyjamas and things in.
What?
Mr. Palmer, the man from the zoo, couldn't find the snake, and he's coming back tomorrow morning to search in daylight.
But we just can't invade JB's home like this.
Oh, nonsense, Mrs. Clither. I should be delighted to accommodate you. The snag is, I only have 2 bedrooms furnished. Oh, I know. You and Susan can sleep in my bed. Oh, alone, of course. I mean, with each other. I will sleep on the settee down here, and James and his grandfather can have the second bedroom. There's a very comfortable divan bed in there, and I have a camp bed that James can use.
I'm not sleeping in no camp bed. I slept on one of them when I went camping.
You'll sleep where you're told. You're the cause of all this bother.
The camp bed has a sort of wire mattress on it, James. I think it's very comfortable.
Well, you sleep on it.
Jimmy.
I know them, Grandad. Wires down the bed, wires across the bed. When I woke up at camp, they turned me over and played drafts on me...
Jimmy!
Me back.
Look, you and your blooming snake are to blame for all this. Mr. Palmer's already taken up half the floorboards, and tomorrow he'll probably start knocking down the walls. So if you want to be able to sleep at all tonight, not another word.
Yes, Grandad.
It's nearly midnight. Now, will you please let us go to sleep? You've got the divan bed. You've got my eiderdown. I refilled your hot water bottle. So, can I please have some rest?
Oh, all right, Mr. Ironside. Night-night.
Nighty-night. Good night, James.
Good night. Sleep tight.
And you?
Mind the fleas don't bite.
Oh, really, James?
Ozzy says that.
Good night. What's the matter?
This bottle's hot. I can't put my feet on it.
Well, keep your feet off it.
All right, then.
Well, what is it now?
Oh, I'm cold without my feet on my bottle. I mean, what's the use of a bottle if you can't put your feet on it?
Yeah, well, I shall put my feet somewhere in a minute and you'll regret it.
I'm sorry, but can you put the light on, Mr. Ironside, please? I want to get my white socks out of my gym kit first, and then I can put my feet on the bottle.
Oh, very well, there you are.
Thanks, Mr. Ironside. Oh, ow, oh!
I know, James, the bottle is hot.
No, the lino's cold.
Ha-ha, most amusing. Now, will you please put on your socks and go to bed?
Right, Mr. Ironside, here we are. Hey, that's funny. These socks are dirty.
Well, does it matter?
They're not mine. Mine are a lot whiter than these.
Well, never mind the soap powder commercial. Just get them on.
Hey, this is Ozzy's bag. I've got Ozzy's gym kit.
Well, who cares? It's 12 o'clock.
Oh, I bet Ozzy cares. Oh, heck, the mix-up on the bus. Ozzy's got my gym bag. The one with the snake in it.
Yes, well, never mind. Just let us go to... What? You mean the snake is at Higginbottom's?
Yeah, and that bloke's been tearing off floorboards up for nothing.
James, we've got to warn them. We must telephone them at once.
Yes. Oh, heck, he's not working. I tried to ring Ozzy tonight and the man said their phone was out of order.
Well, I must dash round in my car.
I'll come with you, and then I can get me white socks.
I've been knocking for 5 minutes. My knuckles are all sore.
Well, use your foot. I'll show you. Wakey, wakey!
It's no good, James. They must all be deaf or deaf. Oh, dear, what am I saying?
Chuck a brick at the bedroom window.
Now, don't be silly. Wait a moment. We could throw some soil.
Oh, yes. Hey, up. I'll do it. Watch this. One, two, three.
What's going on? Ow!
I've scored a bull on the bear.
You hooligans, I'll get you for that.
Never mind that. Come down here. You're in danger.
I'm coming. We'll see who's in danger.
You better explain to him, Mr. Ironside.
Yes, let me do the talking.
Right, I'll wait in the car.
No need to be nervous, James. He'll go on his knees when I tell him how we've saved him.
Right, we'll have you first. Come here.
Oh, I see. No, will you? I mean, unhand me. You're tearing my shirt.
You won't need it in hospital.
Now, James, help me do something.
Don't be nervous, Mr. Ironside. When he goes on his knees, run.
So it's you, Tin Guts. Have you gone mad? I could understand the dead-end kid here, but you must have been eating wine gums.
Let me breathe. I'll explain to you.
All right, Ironside. I'm a reasonable man. I won't hit you without a hearing. I'll listen to your explanation and then I'll bash you.
There's a reptile in your house.
That does it. Whatever I say about it, I won't allow anybody else to insult my wife.
It doesn't mean Mrs. Higginbottom. It means means Ozzie.
Now, look!
Ozzie has a snake, my snake. It was with me gym kit in the bag and Ozzie got the wrong one.
A snake? Yes, and we've discovered it's poisonous and we've come here to warn you.
You... Oh, out of my way. Ozzie! Wake up!
That man is nothing but a ruffian, a lout. It's a jolly good thing I can keep my temper.
Yes. You might have damaged his knuckles with your chin.
Exactly. Oh, very droll, I'm sure. You don't seem to realize how serious this is. Ozzy could get a terrible, terrible, terrible shock when he sees that snake.
That's nothing to the shock the snake will get when it sees Ozzy.
Oh, what a relief. Oh, it's all right. Thanks for coming outside. I'm sorry I was a bit rough.
Well, there's no harm done, really. Have you got the snake locked up safely?
No, Ozzy got rid of it.
You mean he killed it?
No, he said when he got home, he opened the bag and saw the snake, so he knew it was yours. He's bringing it round to your house when he met Daft Alfie Hall.
Oh, no.
Oh, Alfie said he'd give it to you.
Oh, poor Alfred.
Come on, Mr. Ironside, we're off again.
Oh, dear, where will it all end?
I don't know, but it's exciting, isn't it?
Talking about, Alfred. I want to know what you did with the snake.
I mean, that's what I'm telling you. I got the bag off Ozzy because I was going to your house. I mean, their house, Jim's house, but when I got there...
The cupboard was bare.
So the poor little dog, he got... Well, you should have... I mean, there was nobody in the house, so I took the snake to the chip shop.
What did you buy it?
A fish and sixpenneth. Not the snake, me dad.
Look, you brought the snake back to your house?
Yeah, well, that's what caused the row. Me dad was annoyed because it had been so long. I dashed into the kitchen with the bag under one arm and the fish and chips under the other, opened the oven door, put the snake in and threw the fish and chips under the table. Me dad smacked me head.
Never mind that. The snake's in your oven, then?
No, I took it out again.
When?
As soon as it was cooked.
That's right. No. I went back to Jim's house with it.
Oh, no.
I think this is it, Mr. Palmer.
Well, I hope so, officer.
Does Mr. Alfred Hall live here?
Yes, he does. I mean, I do. He's me. Yeah, I'm him.
Mr. Hall, I understand you've got the snake. Where is it?
He took it to the Clitheroe's house.
Yeah, that's right, but there was nobody there, so I brought it back.
So it's here, sir.
No, it was in their oven with his dad's fish and chips, but he took it out and went back to our house with it.
Look, sir. Where is the snake now?
My dad's playing with it in the kitchen.
Oh, ah, that's better. What? Oh, out of the way. Come on, Mr. Palmer.
Oh, leave it to me, officer. Leave it to me.
Hey, well, what are they dashing in our kitchen for?
They're after your dad's fish and chips, you daft...
Alfred, that snake is poisonous. Your father's in grave danger.
Oh, dear. My dad with a snake. It's the only one I've got. Not the snake.
Sorry, Mr. Palmer, but... We were only acting on information received.
Yes, I realize you were only doing your duty, officer. Now, who phoned the police to get me out of bed and come here?
I did. Will I get a reward?
If you were my son, you'd get a good thrashing.
Now, that's no way to talk. I instructed the boy to telephone about the poisonous snake.
Well, you might find yourself being charged, sir. Calling the police out on a wild goose chase.
Are you going daft? We told you to look for a snake, not a duck.
We found the snake, a harmless grass snake.
Yes, but it has white stripes or rings or something.
I know. It was smeared with lime.
Oh, no. Young Mr. Wheeler's stick, the one he caught it with, it had lime on it.
It's not funny. You mean there's been all this bother for nothing?
Yes, well, there's no harm done. We'll all have a good laugh tomorrow.
Yes, your family would have been absolute hysterics. They've been driven out of the house, the floorboards have been torn up...
And my fee for being dragged out will be £5.
Oh, heck, this is all because blooming Clarence wanted something for rotten nature study. Oh, don't some click-click mothers have some clacks.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody, Brian Truman, and Derek Nimmo as J.B. Ironside. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Got a fair idea of what my granddad did to me when we got home. These Scotsmen have heavy hands. I think it's through tossing the caber. Then Mr. Higginbottom came round raving mad. You see, when we left his house, the police knocked him up again. He thought it was us back and threw a bucket of water over the copper. He blamed us and said he was going to bash the three of us. Me, young Mr. Wheeler, and J.B. Ironside. Well, me grandad said I'd been punished. And as young Mr. Wheeler's 6'4" and a heavyweight boxer, that only left one of us. Poor old Mr. Ironside, he did yell. Ta-ra!
Thank you.